NBC presents Rockefeller Center is lit up at night. The Radio City Rockettes perform on a stage beneath the towering green Christmas tree. A crowd cheers on the dancers. The dancers wear short, sparkly, sleeveless sequin dresses in red and green. They form two rows of six dancers. Smiling, they strike poses with their long, slim arms. Large Christmas ball ornaments of gold and silver provide a backdrop. They form one long row and linking arms. They kick their legs high in the air in unison. They smile and strike poses, holding their arms up in the air. They kick their legs in unison to the rhythm of the music. Then the dancers in red step back, and they form two lines. The lights of New York City.
For the biggest holiday party of the season, and the lighting of the world-famous Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. Welcome to Christmas in Rockefeller Center, with performances by country music superstar Carrie Underwood, a cappella sensation Pentatonix, Grammy winner Alessia Cara, 14-time CMA winner Brad Paisley, from NBC's Annie Live, Harry Connick Jr., country recording artist Nicky Guyton, rock and roll Grammy winner Rob Thomas, 9-time Grammy winner Norah Jones, legendary Latin artist Jose Feliciano, chart-topping boy band CNCO, the Radio City Rockettes, the cast of Broadway's Come From Away, and appearances by, from Saved by the Bell, Mario Lopez, actor Paul Rudd, Grammy winner Michael Bublé, and a special message from President Joe Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden. Now your hosts from today, Savannah Guthrie, Oda Kotb, Craig Melvin, and Al Roker.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Christmas in Rockefeller Center, and thank you so much to the Rockettes for kicking off our show. It's just not New York and Christmas until we see audiences lined up around the block for the iconic Christmas spectacular starring the Radio City Rockettes.
We are so excited, Savannah. New York has so many amazing holiday traditions, but the season does not start until we have lit the most famous Christmas tree in the world, that one right there, here in Midtown Manhattan.
That's right. It's a balmy 46 degrees here, but we're going to all keep warm by dancing all night long. Uh-huh. And we got so many of music's most talented stars with us this evening to perform our holiday favorites.
All right, first up, let's get things going with one of the most decorated stars in country music. He's won an unbelievable 14 CMAs. He's had 24 number one hits, and he joins us from our Rockefeller Center rooftop with Santa Looked a Lot Like Daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Brad Paisley.
On the outdoor stage, Brad Paisley wears a white cowboy hat as he plays electric guitar. People in the crowd sing along.
Fast asleep in. They thought that I was tucked in bed. They never thought I'd come a peeping or that I'd hear what was said. Santa put his arm around Mama. Mama put her arm around him. So if Santa Claus ain't daddy, then I'm gonna tell on him. Well, Santa looked a lot like daddy. Daddy looked a lot like him. Much too thin. He didn't come down.
Santa must have let him in. Santa Claus looked like Daddy. Oh, Daddy looked a lot like me.
As Brad solos, the crowd waves their LED light sticks that glow like candy canes. He plays his guitar atop the white snowflake painted onto the red stage. Around him, Christmas trees are lit up with fairy lights.
Well, I never saw Dancer Prancer, never heard the sleigh bells ring. I never saw the red-nosed reindeer like they show on the TV screen. But he sure got lots of presents, so Santa Claus he must have been. He sure looked a lot like Daddy, a daddy looked a lot like him. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, and Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Oh, Daddy looked a lot like him. Woo!
Behind him, a man plays a pedal steel guitar. Another man is on keyboard. Brad sidles up to a man playing the fiddle. Brad steps away from the mic to play his guitar.
Acapella sensation Pentatonix and jazz great Harry Connick Jr. when Christmas in Rockefeller Center continues, live on NBC. NBC's telecast of Christmas in Rockefeller Center 2021 is brought to you by Target. What we value most shouldn't cost more.
Christmas in Rockefeller Center.
Welcome back to Rockefeller Center, where later tonight we're going to be lighting up a 79-foot Norway spruce with over 50,000 gorgeous multicolored lights.
Our next performance tonight comes from five of the brightest stars in the world of an acapella who are also three-time Grammy Award winners. They just released their latest holiday album titled Evergreen and are spreading Christmas cheer with a tour as well.
Performing We Need a Little Christmas, please welcome Pentatonix.
On the stage in the plaza. The five vocalists stand in a row.
I may be rushing things, but check the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinner. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry, so
climb down the chimney, put up the brightest string of lights I've ever seen. Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on that evergreen bough.
They waved to the crowd.
I think my favorite Christmas memory was when my dad and mom messed with us. Christmas was on a Sunday, and they didn't let us open our Christmas presents until 6 p.m. Imagine doing that to a child that's like 11 years old. So that's my memory.
Mickey Guyton.
Coming up next, we have a star of music, TV, Broadway, who will be showing off all those amazing talents over the next two nights. Tomorrow, he stars as Daddy Warbucks in the highly anticipated production of Annie Live, airing at 8 p.m. right here on NBC tomorrow.
But before that, he joins us to perform Must Have Been Old Santa Claus. Here he is, Harry Connick Jr.
On the outdoor stage, Harry sits at a baby grand piano surrounded by Christmas trees and his band.
I think I saw old Santa through my window Christmas Eve. My eyes were really droopy, but I really do believe that it must have been old Santa, 'cause I saw his big red hat, and I know my mom and dad can't fly like that. Oh no, I know my mom and dad can't fly like that.
The band wears red Santa caps.
And I heard some footsteps in the hall outside my door, the same old Christmas trick my daddy had played since I was four. He stands outside my bedroom yelling ho ho ho, because he knows I don't believe in Santa Claus. No way.
He knows I don't believe in Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, Santa Claus, it must have been old Santa Claus. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, happy ho ho to you.
Harry is dressed in black and he wears a black knitted cap.
He told me that old Santa wanted me to take a ride. I climbed out of my window and I jumped onto his sleigh. And then old Santa took me up and away.
Yellow spotlights beam around the stage.
Of my sleepy town below, I saw my big red schoolhouse and the town square picture show. It was really past my bedtime, so old Santa said, little boys like you should be in bed. So I hollered ho ho ho, and I put on Santa's hat, and then he let me hold the reins a while. We pulled up to my window and I jumped back in my room, and I waved goodbye to Santa with a smile. Now listen, when I woke up Christmas morning, it was clear and bright. My parents said my window had blown open in the night. I smiled as I told them that it must have been the cat, and they asked me where I got my big red hat. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Santa Claus, Santa Claus, must have been old Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Santa Claus.
ho-ho-ho to you.
The stage is bathed in blue light.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays.
The crowd waves glowing candy-caned LEDs.
Icon Carrie Underwood, jazz artist Norah Jones, and actor Paul Rudd. When Christmas in Rockefeller Center continues, live on NBC. NBC's telecast of Christmas in Rockefeller Center 2021 is brought to you by K Jewelers. Celebrate every kiss with K.
Keep going!
Hoda Kotb and Al Roker.
Hoda now! They got the wave started here.
We didn't even rehearse that.
Oh, welcome back to Midtown Manhattan, where our holiday celebration is just getting started.
It's a bit of a chilly night here in Rockefeller Center, but we cannot wait for the warm and cozy vocals of our next artist, who has a new seasonal album entitled I Dream of Christmas.
Performing the timeless song White Christmas, here is Norah Jones.
On the plaza stage, Norah is seated at a baby grand piano decorated with garlands. She plays the piano. The green Christmas tree lights yet towers over the stage. A man with long hair plays the upright bass. A drummer on the upper level of the stage smiles at the bassist. Norah grins at the crowd.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Norah Jones, that was beautiful.
Beautiful.
My gosh. Next, we've got a comedy star who wants to share a message about we can all make this season a little bit brighter.
Paul Rudd, take it away.
Hey, everyone. It's Paul Rudd here with my friends from Red Nose Day. And I'm here to offer you some of my money-saving holiday tips. Wrapping paper. Why not just use your local newspaper? It costs you nothing, and people still don't know what you wrapped. It's a ball. Presents. Why spend money on so many things when you've already got so many things just lying around your house that you don't want? For instance, Last year, my brother got me this.
A porcelain figurine. Paul examines it.
I don't know why, but I know he must have liked it. So, why not just give it straight back to him? Cutting things in half. Look at this beautiful print of Times Square. Rip it in half. You've got two. With all the money that you've saved, you can give a little bit of it away. You can donate some of that to Red Nose Day. Red Nose Day supports some of the most incredible programs fighting poverty here in the U.S. and abroad. Go to rednoseday.org right now. Even $5 or $10 can help get kids food, life-saving medicine, and the quality education they need for their bright futures. This is such a powerful and simple way to help change a life. And your donation tonight will be the gift that keeps on giving. Thanks a lot. Give what you can, and have a wonderful holiday season.
Paul puts on a red clown nose.
Thanks, Paul Rudd. We all love Red Nose Day and everything it does, especially this time of year when there are so many kids in need. You do give what you can. It's really easy, and it will make a huge difference.
All right, the Christmas spirit has taken over Rockefeller Center, and it's actually spreading across the country. So what do you say we go to Nashville? For a country superstar whose present to us all this year is a new special edition of our holiday album entitled My Gift.
Performing Let There Be Peace, the wonderful Carrie Underwood.
Let there be peace, peace to every nation. Let there be hope for all the world to see. Let there be love. And joy to all the children, let there be peace on earth for you and me.
Carrie and her band perform in a lodge decked out with Christmas decorations.
If I had one wish on my Christmas list, it wouldn't be for presents under my tree. There'd be no more tears for crying, no more. And every mother's child would have enough to eat. So when I get down on my knees to pray, I ask the Lord above to light the way. And let there be peace, peace to every nation. Let there be hope for all.
Singers line the staircases behind Carrie. Her backup singers clap and groove with the rhythm.
Children, let
Carrie lowers her cordless mic and shrugs playfully.
Country music's Mickey Guyton and rock and roll's Rob Thomas as we get closer to lighting the world's most famous tree when Christmas in Rockefeller Center returns live on NBC.
The moment when we light the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, thanks to our friends at Bailey's.
All right, drink up. Everyone is gathered here tonight because we all love the holiday season. But our next performer takes it to the next level.
The clock reads 1 hour and 19 minutes.
Also happens to be a three-time Grammy-winning rock star.
He wrote his own song for the season and is with us to perform Small Town Christmas off his new album titled Something About Christmas Time. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Thomas.
Rob Thomas hops excitedly around the outdoor stage. His band plays behind him. He wears a black and plaid fleece jacket over black jeans, and his band wears matching red and black scarves. Rob points to the nighttime sky. The crowd in front of him wears Santa hats, and they clap to the rhythm.
Maybe it's that sentimental whim, but I've seen Christmas all over the world, and I love the city life, I love the bright lights, but when you look around, you'll see the small town feels like Christmas. When you're on the nice list, you can't miss this feeling, 'cause it's all around. Christmas in a small town.
Giant white snowflakes are projected onto the buildings surrounding the stage. Rob leans toward the crowd, encouraging them to cheer. He waves his arms to the beat.
Thank you guys so much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everybody. Be good to each other.
Brad Paisley.
Christmas memory is not necessarily what you would expect. I spent Christmas in the hospital with pneumonia when I was 20 years old. And it changes how you look at it. Like, I literally was in there from the 24th to the 27th and had to come home and celebrate Christmas later. But on my floor were people who were never getting out. So for me to be able to, you know, recover completely and go back to a normal life, it just changes your perspective on the holidays completely.
Hear, hear, Brad Paisley.
Yeah, good perspective.
Let's turn now to one of country music's fastest rising stars, whose critically acclaimed debut album titled Remember Her Name came out in September. Tonight, she sings one of our favorites around Rockefeller Center this time of year.
Yeah, with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, here's Mickey Guyton.
Come on! Mickey claps her hands together.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
Mickey step touches next to her guitarist. She wears knee-high stiletto red leather boots. Then she grooves over to her keyboardist and the electric guitarist on the opposite side of the stage.
Pop and R&B star Alessia Cara and the cast of Broadway's hit musical Come From Away when Christmas in Rockefeller Center continues live on NBC.
Christmas in Rockefeller Center.
Welcome back to Christmas in Rockefeller Center. What a night. And the excitement continues to build because we are getting closer to that moment when an 85-year-old spruce from Maryland is going to steal the spotlight.
That's right, right. First, we've got a sensational multi-platinum selling artist who took home the Best New Artist Award at the Grammys. Her latest album is titled In the Meantime, and she's here with her original seasonal single, Make It to Christmas.
Please welcome Alessia Cara.
On the outdoor stage, Alessia stands next to three backup singers.
They were warm and wonderful once upon a time, but now we're frozen, hanging by a thread. Can we wait a minute, or can we just try? 'Cause my favorite day is coming up ahead. Darling, I know that our love is growing cold. It's just something about the snow this time of year that makes us lose our way. Just say we'll make up and hold on a little longer. Don't have me spending it alone. This time of year is precious, please. Can we make it to Christmas? Can we make it to Christmas? What I'll say to Dad when he sees the empty chair. Don't wanna hear my mom say, told you so. Waiting for Santa in my bed's no fun if you're not there. And I don't wanna be angry and mistletoed. Darling, I know that our love is going cold. It says something. Snow this time of year that makes us lose our way. To say we'll make up and hold on a little longer. Don't have me spending it alone. This time of year is precious, please. Can we make it to Christmas? Can we make it to Christmas?
Hey! Alessia takes her mic off her stand and grooves around the stage.
If we just it's just something about the snow this time of year that makes us lose our way. Just say we'll make up and hold on a little longer. Don't have me spending it alone. This time of year is precious. Break my heart on Boxing Day, just please. Can we make it to Christmas?
Alessia struts across the stage.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays, everybody.
And she blows kisses to the crowd.
Now we have the pleasure of welcoming our friend and legend of Bayside High himself, Mario Lopez.
Oh, he's a legend. Man, Mario, for everyone watching at home, and we were just talking about it, you're a California guy. What's it like to be here on a night like this?
It's awesome. I feel like the holidays aren't officially kicked off until we light the tree, and we got really lucky with this beautiful weather. I mean, I usually bring my family. They're not here with me this year, but it's so great having small kids. We were just talking, Savannah. It makes it just so awesome, and I love hanging with you guys, so I always appreciate you having me here for a few years now.
You know, I came to know Mario Lopez like a lot of folks watching Saved by the Bell, and now Bayside, it's been released on Peacock season two. Like, what's that been like?
Craig, it is a trip, man, because we did it over 30-some-odd years ago, which makes me feel really old talking about it
right
now.
Well, you haven't aged at all.
Thank you. You're so sweet. But it's awesome now. It's like this whole new reimagining. They did a great job blending the nostalgia with this up-to-date, sort of cooler, hipper version, with hitting on a lot of important issues. We have a real talented young cast, so if you haven't binged it, check it out on Peacock.
Can you believe how much people love it after all these years? It means so much to them.
I know. It makes me feel great. And to think that it started off as like a Saturday morning show.
I know.
And now all these years later. So I'm really grateful for the opportunity to
The ageless Mario Lopez. Thank you so much for being part of this celebration with us. We so appreciate it.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Mario, thanks so much for stopping by. Just a couple of blocks from where we are tonight, by the way. Broadway is back, baby, and we could not be more excited about it.
We are fired up, and we've invited the amazing cast of one of Broadway's best to be part of our special occasion. Their hit musical is based on a heartfelt, true story of a small town in Newfoundland that welcomed 7,000 stranded passengers with open arms.
Now, they help spread the Christmas spirit with a performance of It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. Here is the cast of Come From Away.
Beneath the towering green Christmas tree in Rockefeller Plaza, the cast from Come From Away stand in a row on the stage. They wear Christmas sweaters, and behind them, giant Christmas balls are lit up.
Christmas, everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
A pair of hobble-on boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Doll that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. In the park as well, the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start,
and the thing that will make them ring
is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
Listening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be
on your own front door.
A pair of hobble-on boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within.
From Annie Live, Harry Connick Jr., and Latin great Jose Feliciano is joined by boy band CNCO when Christmas in Rockefeller Center returns, live on NBC.
In Rockefeller Center, Christmas.
You know, I think my favorite Christmas memory is probably my mom. My mom's passed away, but she was a Christmas geek. She put that
Rob in. Thomas. So
every year, right at Thanksgiving, she would start singing around the house, and she would start decorating, and she would get a little more animated. Every day, moving up to Christmas, she would get a little more and more and more, and I think she infused that Christmas spirit into me, so I always try and carry that around with me everywhere I go.
Welcome back, everybody. Tonight, we continue a tradition that officially began all the way back in 1933, and we are so thrilled to be writing the latest chapter with that 79-foot stunner behind us.
All right, we want to head back up to our rooftop for a jazz star from New Orleans who's taking on a legendary musical character tomorrow night when he plays Daddy Warbucks in Annie Live.
Wait till you see that. It airs tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, right here on NBC. You do not want to miss it.
With Silent Night, ladies and gentlemen, once again, here is Harry Connick Jr.
On the outdoor stage, Harry sits at a microphone and a harpeggi, with a 10-piece band behind him dressed in black suits. The harpeggi is an electronic keyboard crossed between a piano and a guitar.
Round and virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly.
Harry presses the buttons on the harpeggi that sits in front of him like a small rectangular table. The buttons are connected to strings.
Let's all sing it together, okay? Silent. Holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender.
Harry wiggles his fingers on the buttons to make the harpeggi sing.
Thank y'all so much. Merry Christmas.
He grins at the crowd.
Well, the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is certainly one of the most heralded Christmas trees anywhere in the world. But it goes without saying that every tree should be celebrated as much as the one here tonight.
Yeah, indeed, because trees do so much to keep us and our planet healthy while also helping to combat climate change. It's precisely why NBC Universal has been a proud partner of the Arbor Day Foundation for the past 13 years.
Yeah, the Arbor Day Foundation is the world's largest member nonprofit dedicated to planting trees. It's helped to plant more than 400 million trees in 50 countries around the world since it was founded nearly 50 years ago. Just last year alone, it helped to plant almost 40 million trees globally, which is the equivalent of replanting all the trees in Central Park every 7 hours for an entire year. How's that?
Wow. This year, for that reason, NBC is partnering with the Arbor Day Foundation to help plant 25,000 trees as part of its partnership. And if you at home watching right now want to get involved and help curb climate change through planting trees with us, all you have to do is text TREES, that's it, TREES, to 707070. Every dollar donated will plant a tree in a forest in need located here in the United States.
It's a great cause. Well, as we celebrate the lighting of our exquisite tree, we have a legendary bilingual recording artist who's been awarded over 45 gold and platinum records.
To celebrate the 50th anniversary of his classic hit, Feliz Navidad, he's performing his new track, FN50, with chart-topping boy and single. Here's Jose Feliciano.
Hey.
Yeah. Four vocalists stride onto the stage.
Feliz Navidad.
They're all young men in their 20s.
Feliz Navidad.
The CNCO vocalists sit on large presents beside Jose.
Beautiful. All right, right now we have a holiday treat just for you. It's a look at the original Peacock series hosted by the hilarious duo of Maya Rudolph and Andy Samberg.
That's right. Eight teams of two talented bakers join them in a winter cabin for a baking competition. That's going to be a lot of fun. Check it out.
Welcome to Baking It.
I'm not going to go so far as to say we were born for this.
I could not be left alone with this cake because I know what I do with king cakes.
We don't.
What? You?
Baking It, streaming December 7th.
And now,
Christmas in Rockefeller Center.
President Joe Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Jill and I are honored to be part of this special New York City tradition, a great American tradition. 90 years ago, during the Great Depression, construction workers building the Rockefeller Center pooled their own money. Together, they got and went out and bought a 20-foot tree to decorate for Christmas. With that first Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, those workers and their families did more than light a tree. They lit a beacon of hope and optimism in darkness and despair.
That same spirit lives on in us today as we come together to celebrate the things that unite us all. Family and friendship, gratitude and service, love for our community. No matter our background, these are the heartstrings that bind us to one another.
Now it's important to continue traditions like this one because they remind us that from darkness there's light, hope, and progress. But that's the spirit of holidays. That's the spirit of America.
From all of the Bidens, we wish you a holiday full of light and laughter, peace and joy.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops.
All right, thank you, Mr. President and Dr. Biden. And from the White House to your house, we hope you're snuggling up and ready for some more holiday music.
All right, let's hear from one of New York's own who has finally given us a holiday album nearly 20 years after her debut. Come Away With Me brought her international recognition.
Off her album, I Dream of Christmas, here is Run, Rudolph, Run from Norah Jones.
Behind the Rockefeller stage, the golden Prometheus statue is lit up with blue light. On stage, Norah sits at a baby grand piano, her four-piece band around her.
You know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph, ran off, ain't too far behind. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Oh, run, run, Rudolph, cause I'm really like a merry-go-round. Ooh, 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 ooh,
season has the ability to unite us all, and this next performance proves that even the biggest rock and country stars can come together this time of year.
That's right, performing Santa Don't Come Here Anymore off his new album, Something About Christmas Time. Here is Rob Thomas with special guest Brad Paisley.
The Bailey's clock reads 39 minutes and 50 seconds. Brad Paisley plays a colorful guitar. Rob Thomas sings.
You've been a bad girl from the very start. I think you stole my mistletoe, and then you broke my heart. Christmas tree, that's why. Say, don't come here anymore. Since he saw you on Christmas Eve, sneak out of our back door. On Christmas, he may fly all over the world. But say, don't come here anymore.
Rob defers to Brad.
Singing Christmas songs.
Then he sings out to the audience. Rob points to Brad, and he solos on his multicolor electric guitar. Brad wears a white cowboy hat and a red leather jacket.
Holidays mean more to me, but the way it felt, you might as well burn down our Christmas tree. Help me. Santa, don't come here anymore. Santa, don't come here anymore. Since he saw you. Everybody.
Rob waves to the crowd.
Beautiful. Okay, the holidays remind us of what is truly important, and it's a time for communities to come together. This message comes to life in the following holiday tribute from our friends at Toyota.
Christmas in Rockefeller Center.
This year, Toyota and the National Center for Families Learning are partnering to provide more than 85,000 books to families nationwide in an effort to help eradicate poverty through education.
We thank educators for their selfless work across our country. The current Toyota Family Teacher of the Year is Manushka Dolisine. She's with us this evening. Congratulations. We're so proud of you. Enjoy the night. It's an honor to have you here with us tonight.
What a great looking family.
Uh-huh.
Well, now we've got a breakout artist whose Christmas came early last week in the form of three well-deserved Grammy nominations. Her debut album is titled Remember Her Name, and it's a great gift for everyone on your list.
Here to perform her recently released version of Oh Holy Night is our friend Mickey Guyton.
Mickey is on the outdoor stage.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul fell. New England.
crowd wave glowing candy cane sticks. Harry Connick Jr.
Wow. Biggie Guyton! No, whoa! Wow. That was fantastic! Wow. All right, let's go inside 30 Rock right now to Studio 8H, where one of our favorite stars is hard at work on his own holiday special. It's called Michael Bublé's Christmas in the City, airing Monday, December 6th at 10 p.m. right here on NBC.
Michael, how's it going up there?
Hey, you guys. It's so nice to see you. Thank you guys for showing up and letting me say hi. I wish I was there with you, but believe it or not, I actually get to do my own special. So let me just say this. Happy holidays to all of you and to all of you watching. I love you dearly. Thank you for making the record that I made 10 years ago so special. And I hope you show up on Monday so that we can celebrate it together. I can't wait to see you. NBC Monday. Happy holidays, everybody. Have a good one down there.
We will see you on Monday, Michael Bublé. Right now, though, we have a gift for all of you. It's a special performance from a magnificent Broadway cast. Their inspiring musical can be seen across the country and the world. But tonight, they're getting in the holiday spirit and doing something just for us.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Performing It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Here's the cast from Come From Away.
The cast stands in a row on the stage. There are 11 cast members and they wear Christmas sweaters.
With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you'll be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Marshmallows for toasting and caroling out in the snow.
More from country superstar Carrie Underwood and Alessia Cara rocks out in Manhattan when Christmas in Rockefeller Center continues, live on NBC.
Christmas in Rockefeller Center. The crowd waves from the street.
Welcome back, everybody. In just moments, we're going to be lighting up our Rockefeller Center Christmas tree that is topped with a beautiful 900-pound Swarovski star covered with 3 million crystals. That's some bling.
Man, first, though, let's go to a Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter from Canada who has come to New York City to celebrate with us tonight. This fall, she released her latest album titled In the Meantime, and she's here to perform her own great take on Jingle Bell Rock. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Alessia Cara.
Live on stage. Projections of snowflakes twirl on the buildings surrounding the stage.
New York, how you guys doing?
Alessia stands at a mic. She wears a long black leather jacket and a black beret.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing the bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chiming, jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time, it's a swell time to go riding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in the jingling feet. That's the Jingle Bell Ride.
Snowflakes twirl on the high rises around them. On the stage, Alessia twirls.
What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle Bell. Go riding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell.
Twenty-five-year-old Alessia smiles. She blows kisses to the crowd.
Thank you, Alessia Cara.
Yeah, beautiful.
Amazing. All right, before we go on, we do want to take a moment to talk about something really, really close to our hearts. Tonight, we are supporting Red Nose Day and their mission to help end child poverty.
That's right. This holiday season, Red Nose Day wants to give the gifts of quality food, education, and life-saving medicine, and we want to empower children and young people here in the U.S. and all around the world to reach their greatest potential. So please, if you can, go to rednoseday.org right now. Your donation tonight really helps make a difference. You may never know the kids whose lives you've impacted, yet a simple donation of any amount has a life-changing effect.
That's right. It really is simple. No child should go hungry, and no family should ever have to choose between feeding their kids and keeping the lights on at home. Please give what you can. Just go to rednoseday.org. Your donation could be the ultimate holiday gift, and we want to say thank you.
That's right. Well, while the New York festivities are underway, let's head back down south, where an icon of country music is joining our party from Nashville. She sold over 66 million records, has 28 number one singles, and brings all of her unbelievable talent to her holiday album, My Gift, Special Edition.
Performing the classic Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, once again, the great Carrie Underwood.
A guitarist plays.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Carrie wears a sleeveless satin green gown.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
She performs in front of a tall fireplace in a vast room filled with Christmas decorations. mist floats along the floor as beams of blue light shine down on Carrie. Behind her, a quartet of men in black suits and matching green ties play guitars and a violin. Carrie wears her long blonde hair loose about her shoulders. Garlands and Christmas trees around them are decorated with little golden lights.
The years we'll all be together if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough.
Carrie is shrouded in white mist.
The legendary Radio City Rockettes, an a cappella supergroup, Pentatonics, when Christmas in Rockefeller Center returns, live on NBC.
Christmas in Rockefeller Center.
And welcome back to Christmas in Rockefeller Center, where it's almost time for 5 miles of lights, SG, 5 miles on our towering tree to shine for the first time of the season.
Yeah, that's right, Craig. It's almost time, but we want to go back down to the ice rink for a 3-time Grammy Award-winning a cappella group with a brand new holiday album called Evergreen, performing Wonderful Christmas Time. Here's Pentatonics.
On stage are the 5 vocalists.
The moon is right.
The stage is decorated with golden presents wrapped in silver ribbons.
The party's on. The feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. Oh,
we're simply having a wonderful Christmas.
Wonderful Christmas.
Christmas time, simply having a wonderful
Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Merry Christmas!
Thank you guys. Happy holidays, everybody.
They wave to the crowd. Harry Connick Jr.
is the one that happened just about every year where my sister and I would put out cookies for Santa. Real traditional thing to do. And every morning we come out, we see crumbs and a thank you note. So that was a big deal to us in the Connick house.
I bet. Well, we're about to bring you our final performance of the night. It's from the dance company that's famously ushered in the holiday season for millions of folks right down the street.
It would not be Christmas in Rockefeller Center without the dancers from the Radio City with their number Christmas Dreams. Here are the Radio City Rockettes.
Outside, the Radio City Rockettes pose in front of the Prometheus statue in the plaza. They stand in two rows of six women, all wearing silver tasseled leotards. As the lights come up, they spread out across the stages on two levels. They kick their legs high in unison, all smiling with their hair pulled back tightly in buns. They raise their arms in the air. They strut around one another and kick their legs high up to the side. They all dance in unison. The women kick their heels up to their bottoms. Then they shimmy their shoulders. The women in the front twirl towards the center. Then they form four lines and twirl together on the spot. They shimmy their shoulders as they hug themselves. Their tassels sparkle in the golden light. They strike poses with their long arms, all the while smiling, making it look effortless. They wave their arms as they stride forward and form one row of women. They link arms and kick their legs in the air. Right, left, right, left. Then they raise their arms and strike a pose.
When we return, the lighting of the world-famous Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. When Christmas in Rockefeller Center returns, live on NBC.
Christmas in Rockefeller Center.
Welcome back, everybody, and now the time has arrived when our beautiful spruce officially opens the holiday season.
For the 89th time, a tree will shine over Rockefeller Center as the centerpiece for Christmas in New York.
And
the hosts are on the stage beneath the tree.
The Honorable Mayor Bill de Blasio and CEO of Tishman Speyer, Rob Speyer.
All right, drum roll, please. Everybody, five, four, three.
Bill and Rob have their hand on the button. The tree lights up in a gorgeous brightness of varying colors, green, blue, red, golden. And the spherical spiky star at the top glows white. The green of the tree is barely visible amongst all the colorful lights. People in the audience sway and sing along with the music. From the building behind the tree, people peer out the windows.
Oh, you guys, is that breathtaking or
what?
Oh, I loved it. Now the New York City skyline is complete, a little brighter, as it will be every night throughout the holiday season.
So to every
spotlight shine on the tree and the bright star at the top.
Exciting moment with you, and we're so grateful that you made our tree lighting part of your holiday tradition.
And we also want to thank all of the frontline workers who continue to work tirelessly to make events like these possible once again.
And to all of the members of the armed forces stationed across the country and around the world, we appreciate all of the incredible sacrifices that you and your families make to make to protect our freedom every day.
Absolutely. So from all of us at NBC, we would like to wish you a happy, healthy, and safe holiday season.
And everyone needs to stay right where they are as the Christmas celebration continues with Kelly Clarkson Presents When Christmas Comes Around, right here on NBC.
Night, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
The 79-foot tree towers over the plaza. Credits. Describe video provided by Descriptive Video Works. Executive producers, Brad Lachma, Bill Bracken. Directed by Debbie Palacio. Written by Matt Lachman. Coordinating producer, Carmela Tripodi. Producer, Matt Lachman. Segment director, Brad Lachman. Associate directors, Robin Abrams, Bill Bracken.
Jimmy Fallon welcomes Seth Rogen, NBC Tonight.
Universal Television.